For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
You follow the final step, which is to subtract off the four, you can see what the result is.
Community colleges across Tennessee are starting the academic year with a higher than usual number of students. That's because of a first-year program called Tennessee Promise, an initiative that provides new high school graduates 2 years of tuition-free attendance at community and technical colleges in the state. Richard Briley is one of the new faces at Nashville State Community College. The future business major says without Tennessee Promise, he would have probably enrolled at a four-year school and taken on a lot of debt.
I'd probably go into TSU, Tennessee State University, but I would have to take out a loan or something like that.
On the first day of classes, Briley and other students got to meet one of the architects of Tennessee Promise, Governor Bill Haslam.
Just out of curiosity, how many of you are the first person in your family to get to go to college?
Half of the students in the room raised their hands.
For those of you, whether you're thinking I'm just going to get a two-year degree or a four-year degree, either one, what's your biggest concern?
The resounding answer was money. Tennessee Promise is the first statewide program of its kind in the nation. About 16,000 students are attending the state's 13 community colleges, about a 10% jump over last fall. Kimbriana Overall sits in the cafeteria at Ball State Community College in Gallatin. Her goal is to become a neonatal nurse. That's something she says is possible because of Tennessee Promise.
Paying was going to be a big problem for me since I had unexpected family issues that came up.
Tennessee Promise is paid for from the state's lottery reserves. The program is a last-dollar scholarship, meaning it covers all tuition and fees that federal grants and state scholarships do not. And therein lies some criticism. Tennessee Congressman Steve Cohen argues Tennessee Promise is structured to benefit middle-income students more than the neediest. Cohen considers himself the architect of the Tennessee Lottery, which he worked to create as a state senator. The lottery was set up to fund a four-year HOPE scholarship for higher-achieving students. But to help pay for Tennessee Promise, the HOPE scholarships will be cut by $1,000 for freshmen and sophomores. And future gains in lottery revenue will flow to Tennessee Promise. Cohen calls the program a fraud.
The governor's raised no money for this program. He just taken money from the achieving students and the needier students and frozen those scholarships, which will ruin a good program for the best and brightest to graduate with less debt and put it into what's going to be, in my opinion, a rat hole.
Congressman Cohen fears the lottery money is going to students with the least likelihood of graduating from college. Vincent Kirby, a student at Ball State, is the first in his family to go to college. Needless to say, his parents are proud.
They just want to see me get all 4 years done. So it's a little bit of motivation to study harder.
Because many of the students attending classes under Tennessee Promise are first-generation college students, volunteer mentors are critical to the success of the program. Mentors help high school seniors navigate the college admissions process and ensure they complete the requirements for Tennessee Promise scholarships. One of them is Joelle Phillips, president of AT&T Tennessee. She sees the students as the future of Tennessee's economy.
Imagining classrooms all across the state today where Tennessee Promise students are sitting and getting ready to continue their education and equip themselves with the skills that our businesses need is a pretty exciting moment for us.
But having students show up for class is only the first step, says Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam.
Access was step one. The goal has always been about success. And the goal has always been about having more students walk across the stage in Tennessee and get a degree beyond high school.
Haslam says Tennessee Promise is crucial to his Drive to 55 initiative, a push for 55% of Tennesseans to earn a college degree or certificate by 2025. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.